Here we go on a joint practice Thursday, and Crowder will be joining us at some point today. Hopefully he's in Green Bay with the Pivot doing his training camp tour. And so we will talk some Dolphins today, plenty of Dolphins today. Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And today starts with joint practice. Dolphins and Jags. I can report exclusively that Josh Appel and Aronde Gadsden were both in attendance.
Boots on the ground?
Practice. Boots,
double
on,
boots
the ground.
On the ground. Wow.
Appel and Aronde. I can't wait for my next lunch with them. Find out exactly what they saw. Today on the show, speaking of Dolphins and training camp and all the hoo-ha, we are football intensive. Mark Schlereth, who was supposed to be on with us yesterday, is scheduled to join us today. Oh, I see ESPN's doing a story on Jackson Dart right now. I'm telling you.
Oh, man.
This Jackson Dart's getting some kind of pub, man. So, and the Bulls are retiring Derrick Rose's jersey.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Greatest Bull ever.
Well deserved. That is deserved, right? Derrick Rose getting his jersey retired by the Bulls. That's deserved.
Won an MVP. You win an MVP with an organization, they're going to retire your number.
Maybe fraudulent MVP. I'm not certain he was the best in the league that season.
Well, he definitely was not. Game 5, Bank United Center for the rest of my life. One of the greatest moments.
He did officially win it. We're football intensive today. Mark Schlereth today. Chris Perkins, he was at joint practice today for the Sun Sentinel. And Josh Appel, who was at joint practice today. Everyone was willing to come on and talk about it, except Mike Cugno, who was at joint practice, but once again, big-timed us, said he had too much going on today and didn't have time. So what are you going to do? I guess I'll give you the training camp report to start out the program here. Those are sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs, day or evening, hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today. I did see Mike McDaniel said after practice, starters are going to play Saturday against Jacksonville.
Yeah, he made it clear this morning. They're going. And then Tua, after practice, he spoke with the media, and he was very clear, made it very clear he'll be playing on Saturday.
He wants to. I think Tua would play every training camp, every spring, every preseason game that he could. Oh, there's Crowder checking in from the hallways of Lambeau Field in the great nation of Wisconsin.
This is a rough town to be in, brother.
Is that where you are? You're in Green Bay?
Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Oh, where are you? Are you at the facility?
No, I'm in the Hyatt Regency where the Seahawks are staying because they're doing joint practices against the Packers.
Oh, and where are you? You're just against a brick wall. That's obviously not your room.
No. We don't have rooms here. They don't let normal people stay. I'm just in a little courtyard.
Tell them you're with the Seahawks. tell them, I don't even know a Seahawk. Tell them you're DK Metcalf. I know he's not there anymore, but they won't know.
We went to practice, and we're walking out of practice, and people just think big black guys play football. And so all these Green Bay kids are running up to me, asking me to sign their footballs and hats.
Richard Sherman.
Fred and Ryan kept walking. I stopped. I signed like 100 autographs.
Yeah, why not? I can't believe I met Manny Ramirez. They're not even in town.
I signed 200 autographs about 10 minutes ago. Well, here you go, kid. Here you go.
So did you watch the Packers practice?
Yes, Packers versus Seahawks. Yeah.
And? See anything
Jordan Love, only he didn't do a lot because he broke his finger, But Malik Willis, that's the second time I saw him. He looks good.
And Sam, got a decent 1-2, little 1-2 punch there.
And Sam Darnold, he can spin that football too.
Is he the Seahawks quarterback?
Yes.
Yeah. Geno Smith went to Las Vegas. Right. Minnesota's going with J.J. McCarthy. So Darnold got paid by the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah. Right, kind of a – it's a gamble by them. It's a gamble by Minnesota to let him go, right, because he had a great season.
Yep. It's that thing like we talk about when GMs pick somebody, like it's almost like they don't want to undercut themselves because Sam Darnold went crazy last year, but we drafted this guy.
They had to go with McCarthy, yeah.
Because we drafted him, so yeah, it's good. But Sam looked good, I won't lie. He looked better than what – Sam was the best quarterback on the field today.
Tua or Sam Darnold?
Tua.
The damn right.
Yeah, Tua. I almost wanted to tell me
you're thinking about Sam Darnold over Tua?
Not at all, but he was praising Sam Darnold there. It sounded like he felt good about Sam Darnold. Right. I thought I could catch him in the air there. Slander, just real quick.
I almost wanted to troll a little bit. That's why it took me a second, but no, not yeah. Tua's better.
Because Crowder is also the guy who gets caught up with whoever he's with or wherever he is. Savannah 100%. Bananas are terrible. Then he's there, and it's the greatest entertainment that he's ever seen in his life. He does wherever he is at the moment. Like, that is a good way to catch him. You're right. Like, just watch Sam Darnold. Oh, so it's
Green,
a good way to catch
and
him.
Green Bay, I'm a Packers fan because Matt LaFleur ran over and gave me dap in the middle of practice. That's so, yeah, I'm buying a jersey.
Matt LaFleur or Mike McDaniel?
Matt LaFleur.
Who's Seattle's coach? Is that McDaniel as well? The McDonald?
Dan McDonald. McDonald or something?
Yeah, Mike, I think it's Mike McDonald, right?
Mike McDonald.
He's not very pleasant.
And they had
everybody.
So Pete Carroll? Pete Carroll's in Vegas.
Pete's in Vegas. Yeah. Everybody comes up to us. Everybody, when they see us three together, they come and say hi. The Seattle coach, like, he saw us and just gave us a nod, like, hey, fellas. And I got in my feelings. You can go to hell, McDonald, whatever your name is.
McDowell.
We have no sesame seed buns.
Speaking of being, you know, recognized and caught up and becoming a fan of, I don't know if you can see Crowder. I know Solana and Jimmy saw it before the show. I am wearing a Big Daddy t-shirt. This is limited edition merch from Flanagan's, and I got to give a shout out to Flanagan's. They are celebrating Joe's birthday, the late great Joe Big Daddy Flanagan, and they have come out from August 27th to September 27th at Flanagan's. They've got a Duck Duck Joe margarita, and it's a limited time margarita at Flanny's. That comes with a collectible duck, a Flanny's duck, which I have. I should have brought up to the studio here. But I got the duck. But they also sent, they've got a whole bunch of Big Daddy t-shirts. They dropped limited edition t-shirts inspired by Joe's larger-than-life personality. And if you want to rep Big Daddy, you can collect all three. Proceeds from the t-shirt go to the American Cancer Society in Joe's honor. So thank you to Flanagan's for everything they sent today. Send me a nice little box of shirts and drink coins and the rubber ducky and like something for the back of the iPhone, like one of those pop sockets or something. But it's Big Daddy's head instead of just like a circle, which is pretty damn cool.
Yeah. That's right.
So there it is. Big Daddy. That's a good shirt right there.
Who wouldn't want to rep Big Daddy?
I'm gonna have to go get a rockin' rib roll tonight, baby.
I'll take the drink coins if you got.
You can have the drink coins. Consider them a gift from Big Daddy's favorite Uncle Mark.
We should do a show Flanagan's Day. Like we should go. The four of us should go to whatever. Pick a Flanny's. I vote for Flanagan's on Kendall Drive.
Ain't no way in the hell we riding way
down
there.
I vote for the one on Federal in Boca.
I'm going Davey. Fellas,
well, then we'll all just go to our separate Flanagan's and zoom in. And
I'll be in Miramar.
Yeah, that'll be perfect. The Crowder will be in Davie. Jimmy will be in Miramar. You go to Kendall. I'll go to Boca. And we'll do a Flanagan's show. And we'll all be at separate locations.
No one's going to Kendall, Solana.
Bro, Kendall Flanney outside that of the Grove Flanny's, man. Is the best Flanney's.
No by, one's by going far. To. No one's ever said I want to go to Kendall. There's never been that phrase said in no one's life. I'm going
until
to Kendall
until you're at the Kendall Flanney's on like a Thursday night at midnight. Woo-hoo! Bro, trust me, you want to be in Kendall.
How about
trust
that me. Coconut Grove Flanney's that the best used to hang out at. I was with Gino Toretta this morning, and that's like he's like, yeah, I remember going to Flanney's, and they would just bring you, you know, free pitchers. I'm like, no, they brought you free pitchers. They didn't bring me free anything. I couldn't even get Joe's meal deal. They like I was non-existent. I'm like you literally think you and I had the same college experience.
It's a place in Gainesville called Ballyhoo's, where if you played, you go to Ballyhoo's, they give you free, they just bring you fried shrimp and they just bring you all the appetizers. And people hear that and they're like, Ballyhoo's? That's the most expensive place in Gainesville. No, I never went to Ballyhoo's. I was like, oh, well, yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Gino and I were talking today. It's like at the tavern when it was so crowded, would you just walk behind the bar and pour yourself a beer? I'm like, no. You don't understand what would have happened if I tried to walk behind the bar at the tavern.
You'd get anyway. Choked out.
Yeah, I'd get choked out.
Yeah.
I mentioned right before you signed on there from Green Bay that Mike McDaniel said the starters are going to play some Saturday against Jacksonville. So we will see Tua, I'm guessing Waddle and Tyreek and Darren Waller perhaps as well. So that'll be preseason game number 3. That's Saturday here in Miami. Let's take a look at headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
The only vet I want to see play is Darren Waller.
Yeah, but wouldn't you like to see him catch a couple zingers from Tua?
When I signed on, I heard you talking about Tua wanting to play every snap. And I, until Darren Waller was brought into the picture, I didn't care. I want to see Tua throw the ball to Darren Waller. I really do. I want one series of Darren Waller Tua connections.
I think you'll get one series of Tua. I can't imagine you're going to get more.
No, I think they'll play a quarter. I'm telling you, I think this is their dress rehearsal. I nailed this from the very beginning. I feel like they have the week off next week, and they're going to try to get as many bodies healthy for Saturday, and they'll play, I don't know, two drives, a quarter, whatever comes first.
Hey, if they do it like they did preseason game one, use up 10 minutes on the first drive, yeah, and you're done for the night.
Multiple practices against the Bears, multiple practices against the Lions, multiple practices against the Jaguars. I don't need a dress rehearsal. I hate the phrase dress rehearsal. You have to get ready and put your jersey on. And these boys know they've been in the league for half a decade. You don't think they know how to put their damn jersey on?
You could have benefited from a few more dress rehearsals.
You can go to hell. How about that?
I don't think Darren Waller is going to play, though. He was yesterday, the way it was described in the Herald, he did mental reps. Yesterday was his first day off pub.
Did see that.
Yeah. You figure out what that means.
He watched practice. That's what that means. He watched practice.
And then today
I did a mental marathon yesterday, by the way. I ran a mental marathon.
You just stared at the street?
Nah, just thought about it for a couple seconds. I had a runner's high for about a half a second, and then it was actually done with the marathon a lot quicker than I thought.
Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right.
Since you put my name on the show, I've done mental radio shows every single day. he was, quote-unquote, more involved today, what I read, but he did not participate in 11-on-11. So, I mean, he wasn't taking contact. Bro, they're going to put him out there Saturday? This guy hasn't played. I don't know. I don't get it.
So you want to put him out there in the Colts?
Oh, no. I'm with you.
Yeah, that's the part that I'm like, wait a second. His first action is going to be in a game, and he hasn't played in over a year?
Right. I'm with you. But that's why I think slow playing him this much was bizarre, because McDaniel's talking about, you know, we don't want his first action to be out there in a joint practice. And I'm like, well, why not? Like, what's – wouldn't that be better than putting him out there week one against Indianapolis? By the way, he's your tight end one on the depth chart as of today.
They want to get his self-esteem up against our DBs.
Well, also, I don't know if we have the greatest tight end group either. So I don't know how much of a stretch it is to make him tight end number one.
do know that we don't have the greatest tight end group.
I didn't want to be the one to say it.
Just let him run routes against Cam Smith.
Oh, my goodness. He's going to feel so good about himself.
Kenneth Grant, still day-to-day, second straight date in practice. The least surprising thing I read today, Minkah Fitzpatrick, he caught an interception off of Trevor Lawrence, ladies and gentlemen, throwing interceptions, oh, midseason
four. Nice. I like that.
Minka's going to have to help a lot of cornerbacks, so he better
Did they
over
say
there.
Who won practice? Because I remember we lost the first practice against Detroit, so I wonder who won today's practice.
I haven't gotten like the feeling that anybody won or anybody lost. I'm also not getting duped by like those types of takes anymore either, because I got duped by the Detroit Lions media, and I don't want to get duped, but I did, you know, there was a lot of positive takeaways. Aaron Brewer apparently was like the star for the Dolphins. I was reading that he won all his one-on-one reps today, and Patrick Paul got into it with, his name was Josh Allen. Now he added a hyphenated last name, Josh Hines Allen.
Yeah.
What?
The DN.
The DN for the Jaguars was Josh Allen. Now he's Josh Hines Allen.
I guess because he doesn't want to be confused with.
Right. Right. Yeah. Apparently, Patrick Paul and him had like a back and forth as well. But all in all, like a solid day from the Dolphins today.
You should hyphenate your name.
I like that. Or give an apostrophe like DeBrickashaw Ferguson.
DeBrickashaw. That's the ugliest name ever created in life.
Like, do you think the guy who played Dwight in The Office, Rainn Wilson, do you think he gets that role if his name isn't Rain with two N's?
I think so.
You think?
I don't think they cast off your name. Do
I
they?
Think you're more memorable though when you go, well, we saw 18 actors today, and you're like, what did you think of Rainn Wilson? You know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to diminish his acting abilities because he was perfect as Dwight, but I wonder if he gets that role if he was Josh Allen, Josh Smith.
No. You know? He's just normal. I mean, yeah, because I think my name has got me in rooms that if I was Joe, I wouldn't be in. Because right. Channing is a very unique name.
Right. Joe Smith, no one knows. Ish Smith, everyone's friend.
I have one of the most unique names in the world.
No, you don't.
Channing?
That's not unique.
It is. Solana, how many Channings do you know? I know a bunch of Alexes.
I could name, first of all, I'm not Alex, I'm Alejandro. And I could name, I'm not
I can hold my tongue heavy too.
I'm not saying it's unique, but I wouldn't say your name is popular. I just wouldn't say it's a unique name. I could name 10 Channings right now.
Name them right now.
Yeah.
Channing Frye.
Mm-hmm.
Channing Smith.
Who's that? Who's that?
Plays for the Chargers.
Frye and Tatum and me. That's
Channing
it.
Tatum and That's it. The Channing Tindall, the most famous Channing in Dolphins history.
He upset me. I wanted him to be good so bad.
Yeah. Well, there's still time. It's only year four. what about Channing that played for the Heat?
Jay Crowder.
Jay Crowder. That's right.
You know what I love when people see me and say, Jameson. Jameson, and I answer. I'm like, hey, how you doing, brother? Yeah. Go Commanders.
All right. Inter Miami deserves a little bit of love. My guy, Luis Suarez, scored two goals from the spot yesterday. Bizarre scenes. The manager, Javier Mascherano, ejected at halftime. And then
this is great. Did you see this, Crowder?
No.
Went up into the suite level for the second half. And was calling the assistant coaches from his cell phone, barking out orders from like a field level suite.
Well, first, he was in the front row, and he was actually, there's video of him. He's just yelling to the bench, like, because he's literally in the front row. And then he moved to where he had to call. It was like the old Bobby Valentine Mets thing where Bobby Valentine got ejected from a game as the Mets manager and then reappeared in the dugout with a fake mustache. Do you remember that?
I did see that.
A legendary moment.
Messi didn't play. So Inter Miami advances a game that a lot of people didn't think they would be able to win even with a healthy Leo Messi, and they did it without him. They'll play Orlando City in the semifinal of League's Cup.
All right. Anything else?
Just the Marlins avoided a sweep, 6-2. They beat the Cardinals, a vintage Sandy Alcantara performance yesterday. Your weather, it's 90 degrees. It is hot. Tonight, the lows will be in the low 70s, or upper 70s, I should say. That is your weather.
Why are you laughing?
I'm watching this coach. He's crazy.
Oh, you see him? Yeah, it's funny, right? That's great. It's really funny.
He's way out there. He's screaming and yelling.
That's one of the texters reminds us, Carol Channing, of course. That's who you were named after. Carol
Diamonds Channing. Are a girl's best friend.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend. You have to sound like your dentures are coming out. Diamonds are, it's the Dolly Parton thing that's going on now. Thanks, Pitt.
Thanks, Pitt. A lot of air between their teeth.
Mark Schlereth is scheduled to join us in the next segment. We'll talk some football with him.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I gave up squirrel meat.
Oh, good for you. That'll be tough to keep. We've got Mark Schlereth on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He played over a decade in the NFL, Crowder. 3 Super Bowl rings to show for it. Not
man,
too shabby, huh?
Only 3 more than mine.
He's an excellent broadcaster and podcaster and talk show host as well. He comes to us today courtesy of Renegade Fantasy. The biggest evolution to fantasy football is here. Join the elite players who have already played Renegade, home of the clock stoppage and real-time substitutions. And there's more. There's more game-changing fantasy football changes that Renegade has made. You can download Renegade Fantasy from the App Store and Google Play today. Cash prizes are available in Mark's Stinkin' Truth Fantasy Showdown League. And he joins us now. Hello, Mark.
How are you guys doing, man? It's great to be with you.
We're good. We appreciate it. Crowder is doing the show from Green Bay today. He's at the Green Bay training camp, and I'm in South Florida. And before we talk about fantasy football and Renegade, I want to talk about the real thing, because the Dolphins' week one opponent is the Indianapolis Colts. And a couple days ago, they named Daniel Jones the starter over Anthony Richardson. And I was wondering your thoughts on that decision from Shane Steichen.
I mean, I don't think it's much of a decision. And I look at the two quarterbacks. You know, what are you choosing? I talked about it on my podcast. You're talking about the turd sandwich with the turd. The difference between a turd sandwich with a turd sandwich with sprinkles on it. Like, neither of them are any good. So I don't know what you want me to tell you about either of those guys. You know, it's one of the problems. And Channing played for a long time. I played for a long time. I'm in as a 10th rounder out of Idaho. It's one of the problems with the way we evaluate players come draft time and come combine time. It's all about 40s and bench press tests and all that kind of stuff. Show me a guy that runs a fast 40. I'll show you a guy who's fast. Doesn't mean he can play. And, you know, I mean, the top 10 benchers of all time that came out of the combine, none of them were worth a squirt of piss. So, like, you tell me what's important.
How do you really football, feel about them, Schlereth?
Yeah, but, like, seriously, football is easy for football players. It's really hard for athletes. I want football players. That's what I want. And, you know, we get enamored of a guy like Anthony Richardson. You know, he's the greatest athlete ever come out to play quarterback position. He's going to be great. That doesn't mean he's a good quarterback. You know, how do you process information? How quickly can you process information? How accurate with you are you with the football? And, you know, the thing about playing quarterback, or at least throwing accurately, you can't be accurate if you're not on time. You can't be on time if you don't understand what you're looking at. So, like, we just our evaluation process when it comes to the draft and when it comes to players is just it's ridiculous at times. And that's why we get it wrong. So that's why 50% of the first rounders are busts.
Yeah, Stink. A conversation I've had 100 times was, wouldn't Usain Bolt be a great receiver? No, he'd get jammed up at the line and knocked out on his first post pattern. No, he wouldn't be a good football player. He's just fast. But speaking of the Dolphins, this is something going on right now because they lost Jalen Ramsey, and now Storm Duck is their one. Jack Jones tried to come in, and I was at Detroit Dolphin camp, and Amara St. Brown made Jack Jones look like a middle schooler. The thing is that our pass rush, now they bring in Judon. They already had Jalen Phillip. They have Bradley Chubb. They got Sealer, who led the team in sacks. They got Kenneth Grant now, who's a power guy. This front seven is going to make up for the cornerbacks. I'm not buying into that concept that a good pass rush can make up for mediocre at best cornerbacks.
Yeah, I think that, you know, we always talked about having that symbiotic relationship between pass rush and pass coverage. You know, and in today's game with so much spread and so much three wide sets and four wide sets and tight ends who don't block anybody but run routes and running backs who can run out of the backfield, man, coverage becomes such an important part. The coverage actually leads to the pass rush. If you can cover long enough, you can get to the quarterback. And especially when you consider, you know, how the league has changed. I mean, when I came in the league, man, we threw so many 7-7 drops, it'd make your head spin. Now you don't even have, like, you go in game plans without a 7-step drop. It's unbelievable the way the passing game is all east and west, to the edges, 3-step drops. There was no such thing as a tunnel screen when I came in the league. It hadn't been developed yet. So now you've got tunnel screens, bubble screens, smoke screens. You've got swing passes to the backs, screens to the backs. Everything is underneath the quick, you know, 3-step drop game, you know, 5 steps without a hitch. There's a very limited opportunity to throw the ball deep. And you look at the quarterback you guys have in Miami, he had the shortest or the fastest snap to throw in the National Football League last year at 2.42 seconds. It's just hard to get to the quarterback. So you damn well better have guys that can jam people up and that can cover and that can press and can do those things. So I'm with you. You got to have a great pass rush, no question about it. But the bottom line is, to create a great pass rush, I think you've got to have some great secondary players.
I'll stick with the Dolphins. I'll move to the offensive side of the football. Just genuinely, you know, interested in the more national perspective around this team. And, you know, even from a fantasy perspective, can you trust this team on the offensive side of the football? We know Tyreek Hill, Achane Waddle, like the talent is there, but we all know it hinges on one thing, and that's the quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa, staying healthy. Do you trust that he can stay healthy? Do you trust that this Dolphins offense can make up for maybe some of the deficiencies on that defensive side of the football?
Yeah, you know, I think the issue that I get into with the passing game, and I've done some of your guys' games, is when it's in rhythm, like, there's nobody better in my mind than Tua when it comes to throwing guys open or throwing into holes when they're open with anticipatory throws. He is awesome at that, on time, in holes, and given the receivers opportunities to just make big plays. And when you have Waddle and you have Tyreek Hill and those guys, man, it's pretty amazing, right? The problem is when you shut some of those windows down, then I think it becomes a very sub-average quarterback. When he's under duress or those instant openings, those instant windows, those things that you count on or you rely on aren't open, then I think that kind of secondary, that ability to move in the pocket, ability to make something happen after those things, that's where the Miami Dolphins truly struggle. When they're on time and in rhythm in their passing game, I think they're exceptional. It's the other things, when things do get shut down, when you close out those windows, and when you put Tua under some pressure, that's when things seem to fall apart in this offense. And I think in the past they've done a really good job in the construction of their running game. And I think, you know, offensively, they do a really good job schematically of getting advantages in the running game. But when all of a sudden some of that stuff breaks down, they don't do a very good job of just lining up and saying, we're tougher, we're bigger, we're better than you, and we're going to just show you how good we are. That's not really what their style has been, or that's, to me, where they've struggled.
And with Frank Smith bringing in Darren Waller, who hasn't practiced a bit, he hasn't even run a route with Tua or anybody else on the field, I keep saying or thinking it's a bonus piece. Like, if Darren works out, then now it's a bonus piece. Does he have a chance? He retired. I always say, Stink, if a guy's hung it up, he can never take that hanger off the hook. Like, you've actually hung up football. Do you think Darren Waller can be successful? And do they need him to be successful to really have that offense that, you know, Solana asked about?
Well, that dude retired 4 years ago and didn't tell anybody. And then he officially retired like 3 years later. Like, he was retired while he was still playing. So, you know, I mean, you tell me, like, I'm 100% with you. He had a year where he was exceptional, and then it was like, all right, I'm going to shut her on down. I've done my service. So, and the fact that he hasn't played or hasn't taken a snap yet, based on what you're telling me, that does not bode well. Like, there was a time where I thought he was pretty complete, and I thought, man, this kid's going to be great. And then it was just like he was done playing. He didn't want to play anymore. And so, you know, there are those guys that get paid and then they shut it down and are done playing. And I'd be surprised if Darren Waller is actually productive this year.
Mark Schlereth is with us. I want to talk about the Renegade Fantasy app. Before that, though, real quick, do you think the Dolphins, because there's all this talk about they're going to be an abject disaster, but then there are others who say, you know what, this is a wild card team. There doesn't seem to be a consensus on what the Dolphins are. I'm curious what you think.
Yeah, I've got a hard time because I know, I mean, hell, Coach Mike McDaniels was a ball boy when I played in Denver. That's how far we go back. So I remember him as a ball boy, and I think he's incredibly creative. You know, there are things that bother me, like when we're going to start meetings 24 after the hour because we haven't won anything in 24 years. You know, as a veteran player and a guy that played a long time in this league, that makes me roll my eyes. Like, that's not going to be the difference between winning and losing. And so, you know, I like that kind of stuff, that gimmicky stuff doesn't sit well. I just am like, whatever, dude. But I just think they're talented, and I think they're schematically, I think they're a tough team to match up with. I just worry about when your initial plan doesn't work. And I always talk about this with just the run game in general. Like, when you're out of rhythm as an offense in the passing game, can you line up in two tight ends and absolutely bludgeon somebody into submission? Because if you can do that, then you can get your rhythm back in the passing game. But it's really hard as an offense just to throw yourself back in rhythm when things aren't working for you. And I just don't know that they can line up and play that style of football.
That's pretty fair analysis from what we've watched.
I say. They couldn't get 5 yards in the first game against the Bears. 5 yards and 3 downs. Yeah. That's a problem.
It's fair analysis because when they do get out of rhythm, they're almost impossible to get it back in. And that was the way that you put that out there is probably spot on for a lot of observations that we've heard. I'm thinking about like what Aronde says, where there's a plan A, but there's no plan B. That was pretty spot on analysis.
It just comes from experience. Like, I've had my ass kicked plenty. I've had plenty of opportunities to kick some ass. And the teams that won championships that I played for, dodgeball. Like, we're better than you and we know it. That's how we line up, and we just be like, we're going to run 18 handoff or 19 handoff. We're going to run down your freaking throat and there's nothing you can do about it. And, you know, I always call it the 10,000 hour rule. I've done it 10,000 times. You've defended it 100 times. I'm better than you and I know it. And here, let's go. And so there is that attitude that you have to have. And sometimes when you are so smart, you know, that always bothers me too. In today's NFL, there's a lot of, hey, we need to get in a premium play on offense. And sometimes, you know what you need to do? Line up, go on first sound and say, this play is 18 handoff force and it's good against everything. And we're going to shorten your neck for a while and see how you respond as a defense. And there's not enough of that in the NFL anymore.
Certainly not from the Dolphins very much. Mark Schlereth is with us courtesy of Renegade Fantasy. You can download the app from the App Store, Google Play today. So I was telling you at the beginning of the segment some of the differences. Why is Renegade Fantasy a better way to play fantasy football for fantasy players?
Well, it's only a better way if you're a responsibility taker. If you're a victim like a lot of America, then you don't want to play this, right? Because then you can't point the finger at the fantasy player that cost you your game. If you're a victim, don't play on Renegade Fantasy. But if you like to control things, like you'd like to be in charge and you want to sit down your running back who ain't worth a score to piss, you can do that. Like, you're right in the first quarter, he's not producing, you can bench him and go to your backup. Your quarterback gets hurt, bench him, go to your backup. You can do that throughout the game. So it gives you the opportunity to be like a coach and be in control. That's what I like about it. And that's what we, spent 3 years trying to figure out and create, and how we got the patent on it.
Very cool. So people are taken to it. They like it.
I think people really like it. Yeah. And it's pretty cool. So it's, like I said, it's an awesome thing, and it allows you no more excuses. You can't sit there and blame, you can't point the finger at some running back who's not producing and saying, you suck and you cost me my fantasy league and I'm going to send you a nasty, an X thread. You're in control. Bench him. Drop a set and bench him. How about that?
I love that. That's actually a good tagline. Drop a set and bench him. Mark Schlereth. The Renegade Fantasy app available right now in the App Store or Google Play. Cash prizes are available in Mark's Stinkin' Truth Fantasy Showdown League, which you can find there as well. Mark Schlereth, we appreciate your time, man.
My pleasure. Be well, guys. Take care.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You have Tua? You can make Tua Tartar.